Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
No, come on, you're going to laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, come on, you're going to love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay, next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own jokes.
It's not even that funny.
Okay, I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, good. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, that is not that funny.
Yeah, his ass.
Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That's spankings on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore...
Over a joke?
Yeah, Eeyore is Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Cam right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come here.
I know, he plays like five different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. There's your child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputia, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah.
News!
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is it the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain of his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls a drip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind, ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, I'm not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so like, when we made our videos again with the puppets, because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour, and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, no. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
Someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes! What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, what do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football. All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up.
What? We're just kids. How are we going to break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
you
like,
got a point.
But no. Why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl. For me, for Andy Reid. Andy Reid.
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me. Help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it. He was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't mind.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, I mean, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question. Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but, like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know.
Margot Robbie!
Of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce, and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh yeah, we need that money on too.
But Margot Robbie's not gonna do that, she's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we gonna do that?
Well, that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. You'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what, he damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
What?
You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break him up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Max!
Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiancé signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo?
My bad.
Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there? Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there. Man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's, what's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Get the photo.
I got you, bro. Oh,
you just signed a picture of another girl's friend. I love you.
Oh,
TMZ.
Oh no, we've been had.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody? Yeah.
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants 3 cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which of the 3 cakes this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
Oh, Jasper, get in here!
Yes, ma'am.
Have you found me another Dalmatian puppy to kill yet and use its fur for me knickknacks?
No, ma'am, but don't you think you've killed enough Dalmatians? I mean, you've literally killed 100.
And I need to kill one more. The movie is called 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, yeah, I got it. But, like, I don't think anyone would know that you haven't killed 101 Dalmatians. I mean, this is a lot of fur. If the police ever came here and found out that you killed 100 Dalmatian puppies, you would be facing 100 counts of animal abuse. You would make Michael Vick look innocent.
And you've helped me do it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but money will make you do some crazy things.
Look, are you going to help me get the last Dalmatian or not?
Oh, I really don't want to. I mean, screw it. What's one more at this point, right?
Now go get me last Dalmatian. Go quick.
What, are you in that much of a hurry to kill one more Dalmatian puppy?
Go now, Jasper.
All right, I mean, you're sick in the head. You know that, right?
Get out of here!
I mean, you seriously need some counseling.
Jasper, go!
Hey, Daddy.
What? What was that about?
George Bush made me do it.
Jeffy, go throw your paper airplane somewhere else.
Okay.
This chicken Alfredo busted. Ooh, but wait right here, chicken Alfredo, because you know me. Chef Pee Pee got to take out his pee-pee to go pee-pee. You know what I'm talking about? Don't move. Don't move at all, baby. Oh, sorry, chicken Alfredo. I was playing with it a little bit. You know, I'm jiggling and stuff.
Oh, my God, a fire! Somebody call the fire department! There's a fire!
Relax, everybody. The fire department is here. There you go. I put out the fire. No, no, down, boy, down. Well, I didn't mean stop. I actually just meant lower. Does anybody have a jar of peanut butter? I'm about to act up.
Wait, what's going on in here?
I put out the fire in the kitchen.
Why was there a fire in the kitchen?
I don't know either.
I was cooking chicken Alfredo, then I had to go to the bathroom and play with myself a little bit. Then came back in here, and my chicken Alfredo's on fire.
Well, there is a piece of paper in the pan.
Oh, no, Jeffy.
Wait, what the hell did Jeffy do?
He was playing with a paper airplane. I think he threw it in the pan.
Oh, damn it, Jeffy!
Well, that means I'm going to have to give you a stern talking to. No! No fires in the house! That's right, boy.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Puppo, the firefighting Dalmatian. We dressed him up like a firefighter. Isn't that cute? Don't you just love putting animals in people clothes? I mean, he hates it, but I think it's adorable. And the bitches love it. They're like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, oh, what's your phone number? Maybe I can bring him by your house later and do some other things.
Why'd you hire a Dalmatian for the fire department?
Well, Dalmatians have been going endangered lately for some reason. Lot of kidnappings of Dalmatians. So we figured if we give him a job, I can keep an eye on him. Although, a firefighter is a pretty dangerous job. He's going through your pantry right now. Yeah, I think he's looking for some chocolate. He just wants to end it. Oh, good boy, Puppo! Where was that bathroom you were talking about?
What?
Never mind, we're gonna go do it in the truck.
Where am I gonna find a Dalmatian at this time of night?
Okay, Puppo, no biting this time. Let me just get the lid off this jar. Ooh.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is that a Dalmatian?
Yep, it is.
Can I take your Dalmatian for a walk?
What? No, the fuck? Get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, I've always wanted a Dalmatian, and I've never seen one before.
Well, there you go. Now you've seen one. Now get out of here.
Look, I really need to take that Dalmatian for a walk.
Look, the only way you're seeing me or my Dalmatian is if there's a fire.
Wait. So you're saying if I go and start a fire, that you and that Dalmatian will show up?
Yeah, with half a jar of peanut butter.
But that's a whole jar of peanut butter.
Exactly.
I got it. Oh, man, I really hope this works.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering if I could come inside and cook dinner in your kitchen.
The fuck? No.
What's going on, Hank?
This weirdo wants to come inside and cook dinner in our house. I told him no, so handle it. I gotta go take a wicked dookie.
I'm so sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I was just wondering if I could come inside.
Oh,
and
my God. I love your accent. Where are you from?
The UK.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to be with a European man. You can come inside the house and do whatever you want.
But is it your husband in the bathroom?
Oh, well, he takes a long number two, so I will be in the bedroom getting ready.
All right. All right, let's get this party started.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm starting a fire in your kitchen, little girl.
Why are you doing that?
Because I have to steal a Dalmatian.
That doesn't make any sense.
You might want to step back. Oh, fire! Someone come help!
Hey there, somebody call the fire department. This better be an emergency.
Oh, no, fire! Ugh.
Get over here! Wait, hey, get back here with Sucko! I mean, Puppo! Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Come here, Puppo. Why are you trying to steal my Dalmatian?
Because I work for Cruella de Vil! Well, a girl who thinks she's Cruella de Vil, and she's killed 100 Dalmatians, and she wants to kill one more.
Well, Jesus, that sounds like a job for when I'm a cop. Well, you're not gonna steal my Dalmatian!
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that!
Well, I'd like to see you try! Again? Come on, Puppo. There's some sick people in this world. Well, I gotta clean off my uniform first. Marvin, you're never gonna believe what happened. Somebody tried to kidnap my Dalmatian.
Wait, like the movie 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, exactly like that. Somebody thinks she's Cruella de Vil and she's already killed 100 Dalmatians and now she's trying to kill my Dalmatian.
Oh, no!
Well, why don't you dress up like a cop and arrest her?
Oh, good idea, Marvin. I should get a different Dalmatian to give her so she kills that one instead of my Dalmatian.
Marvin, that's a horrible idea.
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you go arrest her for killing Dalmatians?
Marvin, you sick bastard. I'm not gonna breed Dalmatians and start a puppy mill of Dalmatians just to give her to keep killing them over and over again. That's terrible.
Marvin, how could you think of something so awful?
That's not what I said. I said... Why don't you slowly torture all the Dalmatians?
Well, Marvin, I can't just dress up like a cop and arrest her. I don't have any proof. Anybody could have killed all those Dalmatians. But if I give her a Dalmatian to kill in front of me, then I could arrest her for killing a Dalmatian.
Well, why don't you just give her your Dalmatian?
I can't give her mine. Mine is specially trained to do firefighter things. There's no way I could train another dog to do that and enjoy it.
Okay, well, how are you going to find another Dalmatian?
Well, on Craigslist, of course. Looky here, Dalmatian for sale, only $35.
That's not a Dalmatian. That looks like an angry dog.
I know, but we could just paint Dalmatian spots on it and nobody would know the difference.
Okay, go get it, I guess.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you guys would go get it.
Why us?
Well, because I have kind of a reputation about dogs and peanut butter, so nobody's going to sell me a dog. But they'll definitely sell one to a happy couple like you two.
Okay, what's really going on?
I don't want to play two characters in the next scene, okay? Just go!
Okay, well, can you give us the $35?
Yeah. Okay, here's 40, but bring me back the change.
I can't keep the $5 for gas money since I'm driving to get this dog.
No.
All right, baby, this is the house.
Hello! Welcome to Craig's house!
Oh, hi, Craig. We saw your dog on Craigslist.
Yes, isn't it hilarious? My name is Craig, and I posted on Craigslist.
Oh! I get it!
Yes!
Okay, so can we get the dog?
Yes, come on in. He's locked in the room.
Okay, he's in here.
There he is! There's Mr. Cuddles! You can pet him if you want to.
Does he bite?
Yeah.
Does he break the skin?
Oh, yeah.
And does he latch on and doesn't let go?
Oh, yeah, he did that to my dad.
But did it hurt him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does he have rabies?
Oh, yeah.
Rabies?
Yeah, but he is purebred.
Okay, baby, give him the money.
Okay, here you go.
Do you have change for 40?
No. There you go, Mr. Cuddles.
Oh my god, I got the stupid dog you wanted, and look, his tooth came off into my leg.
Oh no, where's the $5?
He didn't give us change.
Ugh, you're gonna ruin a friendship over $5. Well, just so you know, I'm starting a tab on you. You owe me $5.
Get him up!
Marvin, quit playing around with the dog. We gotta make him look like a Dalmatian. I'll go get the stuff. Now, does that look like a Dalmatian or what?
Wait, how did you get it to calm down?
Easy. I just hit it with the old horse tranquilizer. It should be out for about 15 minutes.
Why didn't you give him a tranquilizer before he bit me?
Well, I wasn't there, was I? No, I wasn't. But I called the guy who wants to steal my Dalmatian so I can give him this one instead.
Hello, did someone call me?
Yeah, so since you want to steal my Dalmatian, I bought you a different one. So here you go, kill this one.
Oh, wow, thank you. You made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, just take this one back to your boss and hope she doesn't want to do the sequel, 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, let's hope not. But knowing that crazy bitch, she probably will.
Well, since this was a successful day, I'm going to go get some peanut butter and give Puppo here a peanut butter corn dog.
All right, ma'am. He's your 101st Dalmatian.
What the bloody hell is that?
A Dalmatian?
You fucking wanker, that ain't a Dalmatian. It's a regular old mutt in a costume, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a Dalmatian to me with the spots and whatnot.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Well, I don't care. I already got paid.
God, if you want done right, you got to do it yourself. What you doing? Oh, you're an ugly old thing, aren't you?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Kubi from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Wasn't that, Jeffy?
Oh, Marvin, I love decorating the Christmas tree.
I'm just glad we're done.
Now!
Jeffy, get out of the Christmas tree. You're not a cat.
Marvin, he's just playing.
He's messing up your Christmas tree.
Marvin, did you put Christmas lights up outside?
No, I didn't think we needed to do that this year.
But Marvin, how is Santa going to know where our house is? He won't be able to see it.
I don't think we have to worry about Santa Claus coming to our house because we have a really bad boy that lives here.
Look what you did!
Okay, I'll go put up Christmas lights later.
No, Marvin, you have to put them up now before everyone gets here for the Christmas Eve party tonight.
There's a Christmas Eve party tonight?
Yes!
Well, no one tells me anything!
Well, go put lights up outside!
Come on, Jeffy, you're gonna help me put up these lights. All right, Jeffy, how do the Christmas lights look?
Shitty.
Well, I didn't say I was good at putting them up, so that'll have to do. Catch me. I said catch me!
My hands don't work.
Jeffy, I hate you. Put the ladder up. Jeffy, don't you drop that ladder.
Howdy, neighbor.
What do you want, Hank?
I just
want
to come over and tell you that those are the shittiest Christmas lights I've ever seen on a house before.
Well, listen, my wife wanted me to put something up, and that's all we had.
Well, take a look at my house. All nice and symmetrical. Got every color of the rainbow, just about.
Yeah, your house looks nice.
Yeah, every year I win best Christmas lights on a house in the neighborhood. Got a trophy for it, too.
That's real nice.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just want to come over and tell you that I hate your fucking Christmas lights, and you could never put up Christmas lights like I do on my house.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll show him. I'll put up the best Christmas lights in the neighborhood. Jeffy, that is it. Your ass is grounded. Go inside. I'm going to call a professional Christmas lights company to put better Christmas lights up on my house.
Hey, you call a Christmas lights putting up company?
Yes, I did. I need you to put Christmas lights up on my house.
That's your house?
Yeah.
Well, there are already Christmas lights on it, so pay me.
Well, for what? I put those up.
No, I know. Pay me for wasting my time.
Well, no, I need you to put more Christmas lights up on my house.
Define more.
Well, you see that house over there?
Sweet goddamn Jesus! Those are the nicest Christmas lights I've ever seen! That is a perfect Christmas house. There's not too many lights, not too little. If I was Santa Claus, I would only deliver presents to that house.
Well, I want you to put better lights on my house than that one. I want you to put more lights in that house.
Better than that house? I mean, I could do it, but it's gonna cost you a pretty penny.
How much?
No, I mean like an actual pretty penny. Like a penny that's very shiny and pretty and new, like a pretty penny.
So if I bring you a shiny pretty penny, that's all I have to pay you?
Yeah, it's either that or $1,000.
I can find a shiny penny. Just hold on.
Okay, I'll wait in my car.
Okay, I'm Ken Schrader, and this is the last lap of the Daytona 500. Oh no, Dale Earnhardt's in front of me. I'll do anything to win. Take this, Dale Earnhardt! Oh shit. Oh, he crashed right into the wall. Well, I'm sure he'll be fine. These cars are very safe.
Okay, I found the prettiest penny I could find.
Ooh, let me see it.
Here you go.
Okay, well, he could have just handed it to me. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that is a very pretty penny. Ooh, it's a 2023 penny. Very nice.
Yeah, it's shiny.
Yeah, this is a pretty enough penny. I'll do it for you.
Okay, I want you to go crazy on my house.
Oh, yeah, I'll go crazy on it, just like my ex went crazy on my hog. I'm talking two-handed, double-decker, gawk-gawk, 6,000 sploosh gargler. That's what I would do to your house, if your house had a dick. Which it doesn't, so I'm just going to hang up a bunch of lights.
Oh, okay.
Is that one for me?
No, Jeffy.
Is that one for me?
No, Jeffy.
Is this one for me?
No, Jeffy.
Which ones are for me?
Santa brings your gifts.
I hate all of you.
Marvin, did you finish putting the Christmas lights up?
I'm still working on it.
They look like shit.
Marvin!
Look, I'm still working on it. I just came inside because I ran out of hammers, so I'm trying to grab more nails.
Aw, you're such a hardworking man.
Hey there, I just got done putting up all your Christmas lights. Man, that's hard work. But like I used to tell my ex-wife, my hands look like this, so hers can look like hers. Wrapped around another man's wiener.
What?
Yeah, she cheated on me. But anyway, your lights are up.
Marvin, you said you put the lights up.
I did put the lights up. He just drove by and he's trying to take all the credit.
No, you hired me to put up all your Christmas lights. You paid me a pretty penny, too.
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
Wow, I didn't know you guys were in such rough shape financially.
No, I didn't pay him a lot of money. I paid him a pretty penny that I found upstairs.
Not my lucky 2023 penny!
That's the one. It was a shiny as shit penny, too.
Okay, that's it. Everyone shut the fuck up. I'll get your penny back. Can I have the penny back?
Well, I mean, I could give it back, but I'm going to tear all those lights the fuck down like I'm Godzilla. All
right, baby, let me go look at the Christmas lights and see if it's worth that penny.
Okay, but don't look. I want it to be a surprise. So let's go out the back door and walk around the entire neighborhood backwards until I tell you to turn around.
Okay.
Okay, don't turn around yet. Don't turn around. Okay, Marvin, now you can turn around.
Oh, my God! You did such an amazing job!
Yeah, that's what a pretty penny gets
you. Oh, you went crazy on it.
Yep, I'm a dirty slut.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to win Best Christmas Lights of the Neighborhood this year.
Well, I hope you do. I'll see you later.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. You see that, Hank? That's what good Christmas lights look like. You can suck my chode.
What the hell? Hey, Marvin, who put your Christmas lights up so good on your house?
I did.
No way you did that good of a job putting your Christmas lights up.
I'm just that MFing good.
I'm Steve Stahlberger, and it's cold as hell out here, but I don't know where my jacket is. Anyway, Marvin, I came to give you this trophy for best Christmas lights.
No, wait just a darn rootin' tootin' second. Look at my house.
That's nice. But Marvin, your Christmas lights are the best I've ever seen. You've got a gingerbread man and a Merry Christmas sign and a snowflake, etc., etc. You can keep your Christmas lights up all year if you want. They're just so gosh darn pretty.
Thank you so much for the trophy. Can you take it inside and show my wife?
Okay.
Suck my chode, Hank.
Fuck you and your chode, Marvin.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
I'm Steve Stahlberger. I brought you this trophy.
Why are you in my house?
Oh, your husband told me to bring it to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Baby, did you see the trophy?
Yeah, Marvin, this creepy old man in the collared tank top gave it to me.
Yeah, we won the Christmas lights competition and we got a trophy for it.
That's awesome, Marvin.
Yeah, I told Hank to suck my chode.
What?
All right, look, you have to go see the Christmas lights. They're amazing.
Marvin, I would love to, but I have to finish setting up for the Christmas Eve party. I'll look at them later.
But you're the one who wanted the lights.
Can I stay for the Christmas party?
Sure.
Oh, goody.
Suck my chode. I'm gonna get you back, Marvin.
Honey, you've been staring out that window for the past half hour.
Because the goddamn inbreds across the street decided to clear out Home Depot and Lowe's of all their Christmas lights. And they won the trophy for best Christmas decoration.
Hank, you don't have to win every trophy.
Yes, I do! That's all I care about!
And what about your wife and children?
I hate all of you! I'm gonna get you back, Marvin, and I'm gonna ruin your Christmas. I'm gonna call the Grinch.
I'm on it! Hello, Mr. Gingerbread Man! I wonder what these plugs do. I should pull them! Oopsie! Was that me? Shall I not? Guess not! Let's see what's in the pantry. Ooh! The last can of hoo-hash. Don't mind if I do. Look at all these presents! No Christmas for them! You know what? I'm just gonna take the whole tree!
Marvin, have you seen our last can of poo hash?
Oh my god, Marvin, the Christmas tree's missing!
What are you screaming about?
Someone stole our Christmas tree!
Jeffy, get in here!
What?
Did you steal the Christmas tree?
Hey, where'd Christmas tree go?
Jeffy, don't screw with me. I know you took the Christmas tree.
I didn't take it!
Marvin, someone also stole our last can of hoo hash!
Not the hoo hash. Everyone loves hoo hash.
Oh my god, Marvin! That's the guest for the party! You have to go distract him!
Okay, find the hoo-hash.
Okay!
Hello?
Yo, 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 we here for the Christmas party!
My sweater says Happy Lamaka. It's a Hanukkah sweater, even though this is a Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm ready to party, man, and get fucked up!
Yeah, I'm already blazed, man!
Ooh, donkey!
Alright, guys, everyone just calm down. The Christmas party's not ready yet, so you have to wait outside.
But it's cold as hell out here!
Yeah, we ain't waiting much longer. Come on, now!
Okay, come inside, but don't go to the living room.
Oh, I can't wait for the hoo hash.
Let's fucking party, man!
Yeah, let's party. Who wants me first?
Only if you got a wife to trade now. Come on.
Wait, where's the tree, man?
Yeah, what the hell? You gotta have a Christmas tree. Ain't no party without a Christmas tree now.
Where's the tree?
Well, you see, we had a Christmas tree, but it got stolen, so there is no tree.
Well, at least we have hoo hash.
We don't have hoo hash!
I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving. What the hell is this? Oh,
I'm so sorry the party was ruined. Let me call the cops.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there, I got a call about a burglary.
Yes, someone broke in during our Christmas party.
Wait a minute. You had a Christmas party and you didn't invite me?
I was gonna invite you.
No, you weren't. I was over here earlier hanging up Christmas lights for a fucking penny, which is a favor, by the way, just because I wanted to make a joke, and apparently you didn't even like them because you unplugged them.
I didn't unplug them.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just tell me your problems. You already hurt my feelings.
Okay, someone broke in and stole our Christmas tree and our last can of hoo hash.
Oh, not the hoo hash. What about your roast beast?
I think he stole the roast beast.
Oh, not the roast beast. Yeah, I think I know who might have done that.
Who?
The Grinch.
The cartoon character?
No. The live-action Jim Carrey Grinch. He hates Christmas and the Whos. You know, I always wondered, are the Whos from The Grinch the same Whos from Horton Hears a Who? Because if they are microscopic like that, how do they know about Christmas? And then the fact that they celebrate Christmas means at some point there was a Who Jesus, and that means that a Who got crucified, and that's pretty dark for a kid's story. And also, I think Whoville is inside a snowflake, and snowflakes melt all the time, so there's a good chance all those Whos are dead now. Anyway, yeah, I think the Grinch stole your Christmas tree.
Can you arrest the Grinch?
No, he has diplomatic immunity here in America. See, he's from Whoville, and that's outside my jurisdiction. But if you know anybody who's mad at you, they might have hired the Grinch to put a hit out on your tree. Do you know anybody mad at you?
Those neighbors in that house over there?
Oh, well, I think we should probably check over there.
Well, can you go without me? I don't want them to know it was me.
No, I want them to know you're a tattletale. Come on.
Okay, Marvin, now you get to see me do a scary police knock. Check this out. Open the goddamn door! It's the police! See, when you hear that, you know it's the police.
What do you want?
Excuse me, sir. He says you don't like him, and he thinks you probably hired a Grinch to steal his Christmas tree.
What if I did?
Well, now it sounds like you did, because if you didn't, you would have said, I didn't do that. But instead, you said that, so it's like, you know, what's up? Like, you know, like you're trying to double down on it.
Well, I did.
Oh, well, I didn't think he'd actually admit it. Well, if we can get that Christmas tree back, that'd be great.
All right, it's inside. Come get it.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a polite criminal, Marvin. Come on.
All right, there it is.
Is this your tree, Marvin?
It looks like my tree. It's missing a lot of ornaments, but I think I saw them in the road.
Okay, great. Let's grab it and get out of here. Wait a minute. What about the hoo hash?
It's over there.
Looking for this.
The Grinch!
Yeah, he's gonna kick your ass.
Someone save us.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
What the fuck?
You're not gonna be beating up anybody. You're gonna return that tree and the hoo hash. You know what, Santa Claus? Kiss my ass. Kiss that. Oh, you're very naughty. Put him up.
All right, man. Yeah.
Kick his ass, Santa.
Come on, Grinch.
Fuck him up.
All right, Santa, where are we going? Where are we going, Santa? I was unaware that Santa Claus was on fire!
Well, if you wanted to, got it, sister!
Come here!
Call me Uncle!
Uncle!
Call me Daddy!
Okay, I'm not doing that.
You don't mess with Santa Claus!
Yeah, Santa won!
Yeah, but he's pissing on the Grinch. I think we should just get the hoo hash in your tree and go home.
Damn that.
Why'd you do all this, Hank?
Well, Marvin, I just couldn't stand the fact that you had better Christmas lights than me.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson. Let's grab our stuff.
Yeah.
Look, baby, I got the tree back.
And look, the last can of hoo hash. Let's smoke this shit.
Marvin, how did you do this?
Well, it's all thanks to Santa Claus.
Thanks, Santa.
Don't mention it, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, guys, we're going to get blazed on this hoo hash or what?
Come on, Marvin, let's do it all together.
Come on, guys. So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, my God, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down.
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're going to love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race. That drag badass. RuPaul's Drag Race. Your drag badass.
Hello, welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul. We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my God, my favorite dressing is balsamic or balsucking.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is...
Fuck!
pasta salad. You are a true drag superstar. Oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's, not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so, it's okay.
I...
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Yay!
Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe!
What?
Junior?
Yes?
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's a drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe!
Gay boy! You a gay boy!
No, I just said she was I!
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy?
No, I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic!
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Whoa! Oh, I hate you guys!
Relax, Junior, I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay, I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name!
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload it on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people, because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it. I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone.
TV. Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Stinky.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gets out a car, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone gonna wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh my god, he's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean.
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go.
Oh, hi everyone. So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover. Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
What, Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No, take a bend, antenna, tune in, swim, shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
Well, name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior. I'm all done.
All right, guys. Say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good. No.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life. I love you. Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, UK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupa! Someone give me a chalupa! Chalupa car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupa.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupas?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, UK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupas.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, but...
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and you're proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not going to let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh, my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch, and they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunch time. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at Missile Defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime, Post.
Well, the only way we're gonna stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're gonna die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling, and they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes, so hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there, and whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but not me, though, because of the appointment, like I said.
All right, I'll go get the hat and put everybody's name in.
Well, not everybody, though, because not me, because of the appointment.
All right, I got the hat with everybody's name in it.
But not mine, though, right? Because I have a dentist appointment?
Well, of course yours is in there, guy. You're our best pilot.
But see, that's the thing, is you don't want to lose your best pilot, because if you want to retaliate, you want to have a good pilot, right? So it should really be somebody else, because, I mean, clearly everybody else really wants to do it.
Nah, guy, we're doing this fair and square. So whoever's name I pull out of this hat, that who gets to die for America.
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me. I'll start going to church, God. Please don't be me.
It's Bobby!
Oh, thank the fuck.
Oh, well, congrats, Bobby!
Way to go, Bobby! Bobby?
It'll be my honor to die for my country.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I don't even have a dentist appointment. I was just trying to be the biggest pussy.
Bobby, why is your name in the hat twice?
Because I snuck it in there twice so I could be a hero.
Bobby, you're disqualified for cheating.
Well, I think mine is actually in there 4 times.
No, I think I only see it in there once.
But, I mean, Bobby clearly wants to do it, right? Because he cheated it. It should really be Bobby.
No, we're going to have to draw again. And whoever I draw this time is really dying for their country. It's Brooklyn guy.
Fuck me. I don't want to die.
Whoa, congrats, big bro.
Congratulations, Brooklyn guy.
I'll suck you off.
Oh, lucky.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to be a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's my honor to die.
Well, at least you'll get a purple heart.
Oh, great. They can pin it to my fucking grave because I'm not going to be alive to see it.
Sir, can we please talk about this? I think maybe you should keep drawing names and then whoever gets last, that's who gets to die for their country. That seems fair.
No, guy, the hat picked you.
But, sir, this isn't fucking Harry Potter. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I know I lied about the dentist appointment, but I really do have one coming up in, like, 6 months, because I think I have a cavity, because whenever I eat and I bite down, my tooth hurts.
Guy, quit rambling, okay? You're gonna get in that F-22, and you're gonna fly right into that missile. Now go!
Jonathan! Jonathan!
Attention, all single ladies and MILFs! My brother is gonna die an American war hero! Here's a link to my Tinder and my Hinge post. Hey there. So you know that guy that's gonna die an American war hero? That's my brother. Why don't you suck this nutsack?
Ew, no!
Hey, Jonathan, I really need to talk to you.
Oh, hey, what's up, bro? I just want you to know that I am so proud of you for wanting to die an American hero. And your wife, Karen, don't worry. I'll take care of her. I'll take real good care of her. Like if she's ever missing you and she wants to do stuff to you, I'll have her do whatever she wants to do to you, to me. Like if she wants to throw that ass back, like all up on me, I'm not going to like it, but I'll let her do it. But I'm not going to like it, even if she just keeps throwing her ass back on me. Like, oh, damn, girl. I'm not going to like it. I mean, I might like it a little bit. Also, I maxed out my credit cards on edible dongs. The butt part, cherry flavor.
Okay, well, you don't even have to worry about that, because I actually just talked to the chief, and keep your voice down. Don't let anybody hear this, but he wants you to fly the jet into the nuke.
Oh, buddy, pick your
name of that?
Shh, quiet. That was just for show for everybody else, because he didn't want them to think that he was showing favoritism, okay? But he wants it to be you.
Oh, well, maybe I should go talk to him.
No, don't talk. Don't talk to him, because he said he doesn't want to see you, because he's going to feel bad about making you do this.
But why would he pick me?
Well, because with your glasses, you look like Harry Potter, so he knows you're the chosen one.
But it's my only my first day on the job.
Well, it's okay. You can still do it.
But I don't know how to fly a jet.
Oh, of course you do. You did the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing, right?
I lied so I could get land.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You don't even need to know how to land, okay? You're going to crash anyway.
I really should go talk to him.
No, don't talk to him. He specifically said he doesn't want to see your face.
But Brooklyn guy, I don't want to die a virgin.
Oh, don't worry about that. I heard that when you get up there, there's 72 virgins.
72 virgins?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 73 when I get up there.
Yeah, exactly. So the jet is that way. And if anybody asks, just tell them your name is my name.
Do any of them have wieners?
Sure, whatever you want, buddy.
Okay, I'll do it. But let me make a post real quick.
No more tweets. No more tweets.
But my 104 verified Iranian followers.
I will tell them, okay? We just can't let them know what's coming.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, so go. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going home.
Oh, Boynie, how was your day working at the military?
Yeah, it was okay. A little stressful.
Oh, Boynie, my day was stressful. Speaking of that, are you going to ask me about it?
Oh, I can't imagine what could be so stressful.
Okay, so listen, Boynie. I woke up today at about 12:30 in the afternoon, okay? And I decided to make the bet.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask.
Yes, but listen, Boynie, this is what happened. So whenever I would pull down the fitted sheet over one of the corners, it would pop up on the other side. So I had to keep running back and forth. And by the time I finished, Boynie, I was just so tired that I had to take a nap. And I messed up the bed again, and I just didn't make it again.
Wow, that does sound really stressful.
It was, Boynie.
Did any part of your day make you almost die?
Oh, it's so funny you should ask, Boynie, because when I got hungry, I decided to make pizza bagels, but when I bit into them, it was still cold. Boynie, I could have died from raw pizza bagels.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
It had pepperoni on them, Boynie. Raw pepperoni.
Oh, raw pepperoni?
I could have died from salmonella.
Oh, that is crazy.
So why was your day stressful?
Oh, nothing as crazy as yours. You know, the printer ran out of ink.
Oh, Boynie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, you had a worse day. Oh, hold on, I think I'm getting a phone call. Oh, it's my mom. Hello?
Hey, fuckhead.
Hi, Mom.
Have you heard from Jonathan? He's not answering my phone calls, and he always answers Mommy's phone calls.
No, I haven't heard from him. Did you know he joined the Air Force?
No, I didn't know that. You make sure you look after him now because you're his older brother, and if anyone tries to fuck with him, you lay their ass out.
Yeah, I will do that.
And you know he still pisses the bed, right? I just got done washing his piss sheets, and I can only hit those sheets with the Tide Pin so many times. Those sheets are all stained to fuck.
Okay, I will let him know.
All right, fuck you.
Love you too, Mom.
Who was on the phone, Boynie?
Oh, it was my mom.
Oh, what did she want?
Oh, just to cuss me out, I guess.
Boynie, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! The United States military has an announcement, so let's go to that now.
My fellow Americans, at approximately 2:35 p.m. today, Sergeant Rodriguez got me a goddamn Diet Coke instead of a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A. He has since been dishonorably discharged. Also at 2:35 p.m. today, brave soldier Brooklyn T. Guy hopped in his F-22 fighter jet and crashed right into an Iranian nuclear warhead headed toward New York City, sacrificing his own life and saving millions of Americans. He will be known from now on as a badass American war hero. And from now on today will be known as Brooklyn Guy Day.
Boynie, the TV said you died, but Boynie, you're here. So are you a ghost, Boynie?
I'm not a ghost.
Are you like Casper?
No, I'm not like Casper.
Oh, so you're not friendly, Boynie?
No, I am not friendly.
Are you like the other ones, the mean ones?
I'm not a ghost.
Oh, well, then Boynie, why did the TV tell me you died?
Okay, listen, Karen. At work, I got orders to fly my jet into a nuclear missile and die, so I told my brother to go do it for me.
Boynie, that's so cowardly.
No, it's not, because I'm alive. I'm here. Isn't this better?
But you're not a hero, Boynie.
Oh, yes, I am. See, on the news, I have my own day now. So maybe you should hop in that shower. You know what I'm saying? Because I could go out and people would just be throwing themselves at me.
No, Boynie, they wouldn't. You know why? Because they all think you're dead. And that's gross, and I think it's illegal.
Hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really get the benefits of this.
Mm-mm.
I didn't really think that through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, Karen. I know that knock. That's the military's knock.
Come on, Boynie. What are we going to do?
Pretend I'm dead. Be sad. You don't have to do it here. Okay, just save that. Use that energy at the front door, okay? I'm gonna hide.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, I guess you already saw the news then. Well, we ran out of American flags. It's embarrassing, I know. But the U.S. Air Force would like to offer you this 10-count box of Coca-Cola mini cans in honor of your husband's brave sacrifice. True American hero will be remembered forever. Wait, what is that? Guy? Guy, is that you? Guy? Guy, I saw you under that blanket.
Uh-uh.
Guy, come on out.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. Ooh, spooky.
Guy, I thought you died from that missile.
Listen, sir, it's a really long story, but I can't tell you because I actually just became a monk and I'm taking a vow of silence starting now.
Boynie, if you don't tell him, I will.
Don't.
Boynie, what happened to your vow of silence?
I'm starting over, starting right now.
Okay, so what had happened was Boynie was too chicken to fly into the nuke, so he tricked his brother into doing it for him.
What, you got your brother to do it?
Yeah.
Well, that means you're not a hero and you shouldn't have a day named after you. We should name the day after him, whatever his name is.
The name is Johnson, with one J.
How the fuck else would we spell it, and why aren't you dead, and where are your clothes?
I did my clothes burned off!
You did not survive that!
Yeah, I did! I prematurely ejaculated from the jet before it hit the nuke!
Wait, so you ejected from the jet?
Yeah, I had it on autopilot.
Well, that's not a sacrifice. That means nobody here's a hero. I'm going home.
Oh, wait, can we still keep our cokes?
Give me those cokes!
I still blew up a nuke.
Boynie, how does it feel to not be a hero?
All right, Karen, I promise if I ever find myself in that situation again, I will sacrifice myself for you.
Really, Boynie?
Yeah.
Well, boys, I got some bad news. Iran launched another missile, and it's dinner time, so I need some volunteers.
Well, you already know I'm a pussy.
Boynie!
Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in the car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Remember. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil.
I want you to put it in my nose.
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel. And besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right. I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look!
Breaking news, UK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
Alright, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bag.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news! It is real!
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood. It actually happened. A plane landed upside down. We're not getting on that plane. We're going to drive.
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landed on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
That was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be, like, in a big plastic ball that you just roll around, like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're, like, riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just, like, all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to, like, suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be, like, that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy, and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be, like, stuck to the wall, and, I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes, so again, you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys, grab the luggages. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's gonna be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1 minute and 42 seconds into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not gonna pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm gonna need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm gonna need you to find room.
How am I gonna find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it. It's dear. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet. Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're overloaded as it is. It's his fault for flying economy. So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane. I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's going to bring me one anyway. And write this dude.
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeffy, do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1 minute, 42 seconds. Oh, hey, mate, you ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Well, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody, this is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you saying it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Bitch, faster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir!
Fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Like, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Or Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe. Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Shut
the fuck up. We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, we're probably going to crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably going to die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably going to die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's going to go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross-check and the alcohol, so the genie's kind of out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know because you're probably going to have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not going to get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat-shaming mom?
Oh, I'm not fat-shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yeah. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm about to face the plane!
Hey, I told you number! Oh, my God, it's snake! Shut!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake!
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh, my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry, I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
God damn it, Simmons, now we're in a free fall. Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T. Guy. That's T. Guy, not Brooklyn E. Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Ah! I wish I could have called my family and tell them I love them!
This airplane seat can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real close. Go, hurry, it's getting close! It's too late.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
All right, guys, I've been on TikTok and I gotta ask, who will win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah, easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but... Well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was, 100 men or a gorilla?
No, my point is, if everybody runs at the gorilla's going to flail around. He's going to start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are going to start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla. And I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. Well, no, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion's?
He can't bite all of them at once.
Yeah, he won't be able to bite him when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not gonna put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not going to be any Neesons. The gorilla's going to kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Loving ass.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of them because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
My bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Bro,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. Oh,
the legend himself.
Oh, my God. You got Von Miller from the Broncos. Done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla would be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, listen, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Also, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right?
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, we pray in that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay, well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not going to bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you into this, though?
Yeah.
Yet not one gorillas, though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not going to see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do we find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in, like, freaking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. Oh, you just named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those, they're not countries, okay? Let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Why not? Fuck it, we're not going to find one.
Yeah.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans could fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it, Joseph. Do it. Go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe part two in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mind.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
My fucking arm.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes. All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that!
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so we can snap his neck. Go!
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and not gonna be able to snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took it like a man, right? You took it like a man, you already got bitch, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck at nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at him. It's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not gonna listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're gonna tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm gonna jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not gonna fucking work, Junior. It's not gonna fucking work.
Cody, just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just enjoy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Oh, sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, we'll be back, and we're gonna kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, I'm just kidding. Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain. So I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla. And so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
Oh!
He doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, with the female gorilla. See, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries. And we had, we would have had 100 men easily. Like the three guys, maybe we did it wrong. But
maybe we did.
Yeah, and so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight? 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior!
Guys, we got our first 9 weeks report cards!
Dang it, dude, I was so close! I could have had all F's!
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
What? How do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know, I wasn't thinking! Next time I'll try less!
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's!
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude, why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about A's, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more A's. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke me with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, yeah. Guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. And you don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool? I'll show you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding two ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the two bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean, no homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you have to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hangout.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to the movies and get the same popcorn and drink out the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff and start Snapchatting each other and we can, like, share our locations.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore because I want to be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy.
Okay, I'm just going to pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up.
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't P.J. Crenshaw, better Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name, don't wear it out. But seriously though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, P.J. Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yup.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, PJ Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just like pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just like cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like say I'm like Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the post up for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hacked.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gotta be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no post, no phone calling, literally just right now, say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Wait, what's going on?
Dude?
Joseph, wait, what's happening to us?
I don't know, we're in some type of contraption.
Help! Wait, Joseph, the TV's turning on.
What?
Hello, Joseph M. Jr.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made. And if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it. But all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I mean, he says that all the time. I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See? That's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sentence. What does his knee do?
His knee?
38.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee?
38.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee?
38.
Grows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas or Juneteenth?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no. I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong. But if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
Bro, I'm pressing the damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude!
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Oh, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Why does nobody want to be my friend?
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dane, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go to the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
Oh, there's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight. And then all the students and all the teachers went, ooh, so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, Randy, Randy. And I was like, that's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him. So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
Well, look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster
Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what did he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
What happened?
Well, I got to the reunion and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1 and then he punched me in the face and he took my $1 and then he pulled my underwear out and there were still skid marks on it and then he started waving my underwear around and everybody started laughing and calling me skid mark guy and poopklin guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated like 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice. He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook.
Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book. Okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big Ziti Petey because he always brought Big Ziti to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big Ziti and walking around, so we started calling him Big Ziti Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Duke of Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza feet?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just won a golden ticket to the White Chocolate Factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that little Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see. A 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, all right, about this. So Brooklyn guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better start training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, 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 what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, man, Randy, it looks like you won.
Yeah, because you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move.
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups.
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups.
God damn it, I thought you said you were going to switch the cups.
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. It came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's going to work. We got to do something. Okay, so let's just go to the fight.
Okay, you have to drag me.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right, I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm gonna swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go! Oh,
thank God.
Ow, gotcha. Marvin, protect my
head. I'll try that. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is gonna get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass need
it. Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
Mm. All right, I'm going to count this as round 2 because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to foul you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round 2. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow!
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow! Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You got help?
Yeah, you got to roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth.
We were invited. There's going to be so many celebrities there. Do you think she'll like her cookie cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Boynie?
Well, Karen, I just don't feel like going to an A-list celebrity birthday party today.
What, Boynie? You've been so so excited ever since Beyonce invited you when you got her out of a speeding ticket.
I know, but I didn't realize her birthday was on the same day Steve Irwin died.
What?
Oh, yeah, Karen. Today's the day Steve Irwin was tragically taken from us by that goddamn stingray. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, boining the potty will distract you.
No, it won't, Karen. How am I supposed to just sit there and eat cake and play pin the ring on the single lady when I know Steve Irwin was brutally impaled by a stingray on this day? How can people party on a day like this? It's like partying on 9/11.
But, Boyne, you party on 9/11.
Yeah, okay. Well, they say never forget, not never party. Partying's the best way to remember.
Well, let's party to remember Steve Irwin.
Karen, are you sick in the head? That's my whole point. We can't party today. Today's a day of mourning. Karen, did you take a bite out of Beyonce's fucking cookie cake?
I took a little nibble to make sure it wasn't stale.
Okay, that's it. We're definitely not going now.
But Boyne, you told her you would go when she invited you on Facebook.
I said maybe because I wanted to be mysterious.
Oh, but Boyne, look, she hearted it.
Karen, there's going to be so many other celebrities there. She's not even going to know we're not there.
You're going to break her heart, Boyne.
Look, I'm just going to message Beyonce on Facebook and tell her I can't make it. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Sorry I can't make it to your party. There. And now she's calling me.
Boyne, answer it.
Hello, Beyonce. Happy birthday, Beyonce. What do you want, Beyonce?
Brooklyn guy, please tell me the message you sent me was a joke. You're still coming to my birthday party, right?
No, Beyonce, it's not a joke. I just can't make it to your birthday party. I really wanted to, but I can't. Maybe next year? Actually, probably not. Maybe not any year, unless it's on a different day.
So you have a problem with the day I was born?
Well, yeah, it's just a bad day. It's not you, it's the day. Actually, the whole month of September's bad. Like, 9/11 happened in September, and Hurricane Katrina, and, like, the Nazis invaded Poland and started World War II in September, I think. And Queen Elizabeth II died, you know? Yeah, there's a reason Green Day wanted to sleep through this month.
I don't give a stabbing stingray fuck that you don't like the month of September. You better show up to my birthday.
Okay, now that is not a common expression. That's it. I'm not coming to your birthday. Bye.
Wait, Boyne, we're not gonna go?
Did you hear her, Karen? She took a jab at Steve. That really stung. Fuck! Fuck! Now I'm doing it! Fuck! On the day of Steve's death, I'm so sorry, Steve! Alright, I'm just gonna go to work to get my mind off this.
Well, Boyne, can I still go?
No, Karen, she's not even gonna care. Just stay here and eat the carrot. Fucking carrot cake. Cookie cake! Karen, eat it! You already started. It's not carrot cake.
Hey, Danny, guess what? Did you know that this TV show came out on the exact day, month, and year that I was born?
That's really cool.
Tis. Can we watch it?
We can watch it when we're done watching the news.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
No.
Oh, I'll just be here if you need me.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Beyonce's birthday party.
Yeah, I was, and I decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go? There's so many celebrities there. You gotta go.
Well, today's just a really sad day.
Why is today's
sad? Oh, hey, you know, the show actually came out on my birthday. I mean, not the actual year, but the same day.
Yeah, Jeffy was telling us, why is today sad?
Marvin, are you kidding me? Don't you know what day it is?
Hump day?
Fuck. Oh, Marvin, that is so unbelievably not funny.
Oh, it's Wednesday!
Thank you for the update.
Why is today sad? We don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna do charades. I'll explain. This is the first word.
Oh, you're working at a pizzeria and you're tossing the dough and making pizzas. It's very busy.
Marvin, I stopped because everything you said was wrong.
Oh, there's a fly in your face and you're trying to swat it away.
No.
Ooh, you're a DJ and you're at a rave and, man, you're pumping up the jam.
No.
You're pumping.
You smell something really bad?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you walked into a spider web and you're getting it off your face.
No.
Oh, you're in a sauna and it's really hot, so you're trying to breathe.
Oh. You're running from a zombie and you're looking back at it running after you and you're scared.
No, goddammit, Marvin, I'm swimming, okay? The first word is I'm swimming, okay?
Okay, swimming.
Okay, here's the second one.
You died?
How did I die?
You drowned.
Oh, someone shot you with a harpoon because they thought you were a shark.
That's close.
Ooh, you swam 30 minutes after eating.
How is that close to being shot with a harpoon, Marvin?
I don't... You swallow too much water, you have a tummy ache. You had a heart attack from swimming too much.
I'm fucking Steve Irwin, Marvin, that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking Steve Irwin.
Okay, that does not look like you're banging Steve Irwin.
No, I don't mean I'm literally... Marvin, it's charades. I am Steve Irwin.
Okay, let's play a different one because I didn't really get
No, no, we're not playing charades. I'm telling you why I'm sad today. Today is the day Steve Irwin died. Well, not actually today. It was like 18 years ago, but it's the same day.
That was today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yes, it's very sad, Marvin, that's what I'm saying. Today is a tragic day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so I mean, it's kind of like move on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right, Marvin. I guess Pearl Harbor wasn't a big deal, because it was a long time ago. Oh, and the Holocaust? What's that? That was a long time ago. I don't care about that. And slavery? That's just the cat's pajamas, Marvin. That's what you think, right? Because it was a long time ago?
No, I'm just saying it was so long ago, and I didn't know him, so I mean...
Oh, you didn't know him, so you lack empathy, huh? You're a psychopath? That's what you're telling me, Marvin?
No, it was sad when it happened. It's still sad, but people just don't really think about it that often. I didn't know today was that day. It's, I don't have it on my calendar. He died today.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Beyonce's birthday party was ruined because one of the guests she invited didn't show up, and that made her cry. We have an important message from the president now.
Breaking news, America. Some broke-ass, ginger-headed, fuck-ass bitch ruined Beyonce's birthday party and made her cry. America's most hated person now ruined one of the happiest days in September. If you see his face, punch him and call him names. Thank you.
Oh, man, she told the president?
Oh, you made Beyonce cry!
Well, I didn't mean to make her cry. I just didn't want to celebrate on such a sad day. Ow! Fuck! Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy, don't hit him.
It's okay. He was just doing what the president told him.
Oh, well, I mean... You made Beyonce cry, and now people are going to want to punch you.
Well, look, if anybody tries to punch me, I will just explain why I didn't go to the party.
Did you explain to her why you didn't go?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. She made a very hurtful joke about Steve Irwin. At least, I think it was a joke. It was Stingray related. It was either a joke or she just has very weird sayings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get a beer out of your fridge. Ow!
Jeffy, oh, I mean, the president told him, like, I guess you can do it.
The last beer. This is for you, Steve. Well, while I'm here, I might as well see if they have any snacks in the pantry.
Uh-uh! What do you think you're doing going in my pantry?
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm just looking for some snacks.
Oh, no. You don't deserve no snacks. You made Beyonce cry. You don't make the Queen Bee cry.
Oh, come on. I just didn't want to go to her party.
Nah, this is for the beehive. Ah! 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 I don't want to hide, bitch! Hey,
Buzz! What happened to you?
I just got my ass kicked for making Beyonce cry.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, the president announced to the world that people need to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know. Ow! God damn it, Marvin!
I'm just doing what the president told me to do.
I know. Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the party.
You're actually going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my wife.
He's going to get beat up by everyone.
Oh my God, Boyney, what happened to you?
I got beat up for making Beyonce cry.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ow!
Sorry, Boyney, president's orders.
I know, it's okay. Listen, I think I decided to go to Beyonce's birthday party.
What? We're going to go?
Yeah, but I need you to put some makeup on my face so I don't look so beat up.
Okay, Boyney, can I also bring the cookie cake?
Well, you ate goddamn half of it.
I was hungry, Boyney, because you said we weren't going.
Fuck it, okay, bring it.
Ugh, kill me.
Boyney, are you sure this is Beyonce's birthday party?
There are balloons, Karen. It's definitely her house.
Hey, are you here for Beyonce's birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the guest list. Let's see, Drake, Steve Harvey.
Right there, Brooklyn guy, plus one.
Hey, you're the guy who made her cry.
Yeah, that would be me.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here, bud. No one here likes you, everyone hates you.
I know.
Well, we brought a cookie cake.
A half-eaten cookie cake.
You know what, let me go ask her if she even wants you here. Stay put.
Karen, I want to leave.
No, Boyney, you gotta make it right.
But he said everyone in there hates me.
All right, so Beyonce's in her room crying, so I didn't have a chance to ask her. So why don't you come inside, grab a snack, and sit by the pool and wait. And when she's done crying, she'll come out and talk to you.
Okay.
You're the reason she's crying.
I know.
Boyney, where should I put the cookie cake?
Probably next to her real cake, Karen. You know, I really thought Beyonce would have had a bigger cake.
Oh my God, Boyney, there's Drake standing over there.
Ooh, Drake, who gives a shit?
Oh, I think he's coming over.
Brooklyn guy, you're a dummy head. Poopy pants, stinky butt head. I hate you for making Beyonce cry on her birthday. I hope you step on a crack and break your mama's back. Excuse me, I'm having a talk to a minor.
Why would he admit that?
Oh my God, Boyney, Drake just talked to you. Do you think he'll take a picture with me?
Are you under 18?
No.
Well, then probably not. I'm going to grab a red Solo cup and stand by the pool.
Boyney, do you think anyone would mind if I had some more of the cookie cake?
Karen, I don't think anybody wants any of your shitty cookie cake. Ugh, lame-ass party. Oh, hey, Beyonce. I made it to your birthday.
What do you want, Brooklyn guy? You already ruined my birthday and made me cry all day.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Listen, I just really want to explain why I didn't want to come earlier. You see, your birthday's also the same day Steve Irwin died, and I just can't celebrate on a day this sad.
Wait, You think I don't know about Steve Irwin dying on the same day as my birthday? I carry this framed picture of Steve everywhere I go because I love him so much. I don't celebrate my birthday on this day. I celebrate the life of Steve Irwin.
Oh my God, Beyonce, you do understand. Let's fucking party! Steve, 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 Steve!
Sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you idiot with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Well, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs?
Oh.
It stands for, oh my God, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Boiny?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Boiny? That's not very nice.
No, Karen, what I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Boiny? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boiny, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boiny. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boiny. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Boiny! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boiny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Uh-huh, yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boiny, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn Guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion from making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer.
I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole bag.
Oh, the free sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting roadhead. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blimey, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blimey, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Blimey.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Blimey? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you, because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Blimey, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyney.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyney, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyney. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Well, actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. All right, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Well, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? All right, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fired.
Okay, fine, stay fired.
No, please, I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are going to go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
All right, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm going to know if it's five or not, because I'm going to have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're going to see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please.
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Ha, 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 ha! almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. I want, all right, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
All right, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo, it's the cow.
God damn it. Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay.
Be funny!
Be funny!
Come on!
Joke.
Be funny!
You're
not funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! You, Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, god damn it!
Ow.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Barney, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Barney?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Barney, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Barney. I nailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not going to use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm going to be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man, whoever said that, oh, that is... That's hilarious.
Boom, now. Boyney, they used my joke. That's so funny. Tell me I'm funny, Boyney.
I'm going to go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, I get arrested and I have thumbtacks in my ass.
Doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude. That means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are willing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude! Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the pony's mine!
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and Tech Decks? Oh, I want the whole box!
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It can be any food. It can be green beans, it can be SpaghettiOs, whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey! Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No.